any kind of strike action. Moira mentioned the petition that was going on at that period. The lunchtime protest was held on the 13th of March, and I remember Sally and I talking, got your name right this time, Sally and I talking, and we said, you know, are we mad? Is this going to work? Is it going to rain? What's going to happen? We thought about it. Instead of placards, everyone buying 10,000 umbrellas or something with ASGI written on it or whatever. We thought about that because it was during the rainy period. The lunchtime protest happened on the 13th of March. Thousands of members in hundreds of schools participated. There was massive coverage. Local media was flooded with, you know, the school in Burr and the school in Dromeda and the school in wherever. That small place down in Cork. And a few other places we mentioned. Sorry, Maura. That's Limerick, yeah. Every news programme, every major news programme covered it. Local radio stations. So you mightn't be aware of the impact of all this, but local radio stations were all covering this. Prime time, drive time, the last word, all of that stuff. It was wall-to-wall coverage. And what I thought was most important about that day, and there were people saying, no, we're not walking outside of school, I'm not, I want my lunch, and others saying, well, we have to do it, we haven't to do it. For the first time, entire staffs were talking about the junior side. It engaged everybody, and that was a good thing. It also tied in the ASGI and the TUI in a combined action, and it was great to see the placards, ASGI, TUI, in places like New Park and schools we went around. It was great to see it. And we do want to sincerely thank the school stewards, the branch officers, standing committee people who went around and suddenly, overnight, had to deliver thousands of placards. There was an enormous amount of work involved in it. We then went on to the ballot on industrial action. I don't know about me. Everyone I know, Sally, isn't it? Yeah, good. They said they weren't surprised. I was quite surprised, 88%. They said, no, no, that's where it's at. 88% of people are saying no to this. In my book, 88% is as near to unanimous as you'll ever get in the ASGI. Okay? So it's an extraordinary result. 88% supported the action, and we issued the directives. On the 27th of March, we issued the directives. Not to go to CPD, any shape or form to do with the junior cycle. Even if it's a kind of, you know, English, they can have take two periods off in the afternoon to do English CPD for the juniors. No, is the answer. Not engaging. Secondly, no junior cycle planning or other meetings. Anything with the letter J in it is out, junior cycle, okay? Not to mention, we're not to engage in school-based assessment. That's a bit of a, that can take time because it's pushed out, but we're making it clear. And not to engage in short courses. And I know a lot of people have put work into preparing and designing and so on, and I hate to see people's work being kind of cast aside, but that's, this industrial action is painful. Industrial action is underway and it will continue into next term and into the new school year. ASGI members will teach the new specifications from September on. But they do it without comprehensive CPD, and there's a downside to this. There's pain in it for our own members. They won't be happy. Because it looks like the department, the minister, are going to drive on regardless. We're saying this is a tragedy. You're introducing something in the worst possible circumstances, but they're driving on regardless. We could find ourselves, just want to warn you, we could find ourselves now next October, November, still in the same position, banned CPD, banned assessment, banned planning, banned meetings and so on, but we're teaching new specifications. And our ban on assessment won't come to a head until September, or until summer 2016. So, you know, we probably need to think now about the autumn and where we'll be and whether we should be doing something else or where do we go if the minister is bloody minded enough to say, I drive on anyway. Thanks, President.